Welcome to this special edition of Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to a new and thoughtful approach to our remembrance of 9/11. Each time we visit these events of this date, we remember those who lost their lives in the tragic event. However, have we ever thought that as we remember the deceased, we could use this day to grant us rest even more than the grant them rest? All of the music on this program is by American composer Dan Forrest, one of the most prolific composers active today. This visit is called Requiem for the Living. This broadcast began with a song of praise, Cantate Canticum Novum. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Let us sing a new chant to the Lord. Let us renew ourselves. You heard the Salt Lake vocal artists, conducted by Brady Allred. The next work shares one of the newest of Dr. Forrest's compositions. It is based on a poem by writer Jake Adam York, whose untimely death in 2012 at age 40 stimulated this song. The poem was inspired by a vinyl recording of jazz artist Thelonious Monk performing the classic hymn Abide With Me. The poem is worth pondering deeply on many levels, and the composer indicates that the music creates an ever deeper reflection on the work. Forgive me if I forget, under the birdsong of the day's last glow folding into the hands of the trees. Forgive me the few syllables of the autumn crickets, the year's last firefly winking like a penny in the shoulder of the weeds. Time now to focus on the beautiful voices of the Bob Jones University Chorale with Gene Cook at the keyboard, all guided by Dr. Warren Cook. More music by Dr. Dan Forrest. This is Abide.
Oh.
That beautiful and very meaningful selection was called Abide by American composer Dan Forrest. The sounds were those of the Bob Jones University College Chorale, guided by Dr. Warren Cook. The masterful accompanist was Gene Cook. The complete poem can be seen at www.danforrest.com. This is a Requiem for the Living.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. Originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
Composer Dan Forrest, born in 1978, has been described as having an undoubted gift of writing beautiful music that is truly magical, so says the New York Concert Review. The Classical Voice publication indicates his works are hailed as magnificent, very cleverly constructed sound sculpture. Plus, the Salt Lake Tribune says Dr. Forrest's music has become well established in the repertoire of choirs in the U.S. and abroad. A requiem at its core is a prayer for rest, traditionally for the deceased. The five movements of Dr. Forrest's Requiem for the Living, however, form a narrative just as much for the living and their own struggle with pain and sorrow as for the dead. The opening movement sets the traditional introit as the Kyrie text pleads for rest and mercy. The second movement, instead of the traditional Dies Irae, sets scriptural texts that speak of the turmoil and sorrow which face humanity, while yet evoking musically the textual allusions to the Dies Irae. You will also hear quotes from the Kyrie theme as well. The Agnus Dei is performed next, which is a departure from the usual liturgical order used as a plea for deliverance and peace. The Sanctus that follows becomes a response to this redemption. The Sanctus offers three different glimpses of heaven and earth, full of God's glory. Dr. Forrest says that the opening of the Sanctus was inspired by images of his own planet as viewed from the Hubble Space Telescope. The final movement, Lux Aeterna, portrays light, peace, and rest for both the deceased and the living. The Requiem for the Living was commissioned by the Hickory Choral Society and written over a 16-month period. This recording is available from the Hinshaw Music Publishers and features the Bel Canto Company with Donovan Elliott, boy soprano, Lindsay McConville Gallagher, soprano, and Jeremy Whitener, tenor. This is a live recording from August 2, 2013, from the Edenton Street United Methodist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. The conductor is Wilborn Young. Requiem for the Living by Dr. Dan Forrest. You have just heard Requiem for the Living by Dr. Dan Forrest, American composer. You heard the Bel Canto Company, along with voice soprano, regular soprano, and tenor. This was a live recording of August 2, 2013. The conductor was Wellborn Young, and you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. You have been listening to a special edition of Going Beyond Words, renewing our remembrance of 9/11 with music by American composer Dan Forrest. Please visit www.danforrest.com, where you will find a goldmine of information for further study about the wonderful gifts this composer has to share. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2016.